It is Danny, Dave, and Moore, and we are joined now on the Venue Kings Hotline by Jerry DePoto, Mariners General Manager. And Jerry, thank you very much for taking the time.
Oh, pleasure, guys. Nothing going on here today.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot going on down there. And the other thing, I think I'd be remiss. You probably won't expect this as the first question, but the single most unlikely event of this Mariners season occurred last night. Dae-Ho Lee, infield single.
It was a beauty to watch. I think Dae-Ho Lee continues to surprise in all that he does. I would agree that I don't think we'll see too many infield singles in the career of Dae-Ho, but it was a unique moment, and it was at a good time as well.
Yeah, it wasn't just the overall watching the game and how you guys scored, getting runners going on the base paths, then Cano with a big grand slam. It certainly seems that you've carried the momentum from that road trip here at home.
And there's a really good vibe in the clubhouse right now on the field. You know, you can even sense it during the pregame work, during batting practice and with the ground balls prior to the game. And the guys are just, there's a bounce in their step. They believe in themselves. I think they know that the people around them, that the support group is there. And it's fun to watch them play right now. Right? Our stars are doing star things, and you know, the group around them are playing up to their capabilities. And in some cases, we've got a few kids that are breaking out, you know, especially this last week with Ketel Marte and how well he's played. I thought Nate Karns did a remarkably good job yesterday. And those things are needed, you know, and I don't know how much, have any more positive accolades I could throw at Taiwan Walker. So it's nice to see the younger guys contributing as well as the veteran players.
Hey, Jerry, you mentioned Marte, and that's a guy we were just chatting about before you came on. And I was looking at his last 7 days. He's batting 400, pretty low strikeout number. You know, I really like the fact that the kid is, you guys haven't said cocky, arrogant, but I really like that. I mean, because he's had a few mistakes early on, but it seems like those aren't affecting him.
No, they really don't. I made that same observation a couple of weeks ago. It's that, you know, Ketel has not been mistake-free, which is no player is mistake-free. The good thing is that he's a very confident player. He believes in himself, and he does not let it affect the next moment. But I think the one common thing about really good Major League Baseball players, because the season is so long, they have a knack for being able to just move on to the next play and pushing what just happened into the background. And that's a really good thing when you have to make, you know, quick critical decisions in a game. And Ketel looks like he has that trait.
The news about ownership today, Jerry, with Howard Lincoln retiring and Stanton taking over as the new CEO. Does that change anything for you as general manager?
No, I think one of the real good parts about this, and Howard expressed it very well on the podium today and even in private conversation, I think the first words he said were, I have good news to share with you. You know, the good news is that this is the same ownership group that has been here with the Mariners for a couple of decades. And there's John Stanton has been with this group and will continue to be with this group just in a new capacity. And it's the same decision-making foundation, and from what I've been told, and I have no reason to believe otherwise, they trust in this group, they trust in our baseball operation, they trust in our field manager and the team we have on the field, and these are the same people that hired me in September to come here, and I believe that I've communicated well with them and vice versa.
We're talking with Jerry DePoto during our weekly visit with the Mariners general manager. And Jerry, this probably puts you on the spot a little bit, and I don't mean to, but what's the experience been like? You came here from after having worked in Anaheim to be the GM here. What's your experience been with this ownership group, and kind of how has it measured up to some of your expectations?
Oh, it's been terrific. And I can't say enough about obviously, as we sit here on April 27th, and we are having a pretty good start to the season. I'm very encouraged about where our team is. And this ownership group, Howard included, and maybe most specifically, have been supportive of everything that we've wanted to do from the time I got here last September to where we sit today. And we did undergo a great deal of change in the offseason. We did undergo a pretty significant addition to our payroll. And we did it all fairly aggressively, and they've been with us in lockstep as an organization. And when you feel like everybody's on the same page and you have the support of both the upper management and ownership groups, You know, you can do a lot of things. We've talked about culture and togetherness and unity here as an organization, and that runs from the top through from our ownership group through the clubhouse downstairs, and it's starting to show up on the field. That's really encouraging.
Hey, Jerry, I know it's funny how a season goes. You know, you imagine what are going to be your problems, what's going to be something that is a challenge. And going in, you know, there was some hand-wringing over the bullpen. But, man, what you've been getting out of your starters the last five nights, averaging, you know, over seven innings and around 100 pitches, those guys have really been performing well. And I'm interested in that because I feel like you go in thinking, hey, this is going to be a big problem. We're going to have to address it. And you've probably experienced this before where lots of times it ends up not being a problem.
Yeah, and I can't say that we went into the season wringing our hands over the bullpen. We were, you know, we liked the group. We did lose, you know, a couple of guys along the way, and hopefully we'll get them back before too long. But first off, with the bullpen, I can't say enough about how good they've been since really the first day. And, you know, Steve Cishek and Joel Peralta and Nick Vincent, there's not a guy down there that hasn't contributed in a positive way. But Dal Nuno was huge for us in New York, just to name a few. And we've done it all, you know, without Charlie Furbush, Evan Scribner, Ryan Cook, and largely without Joaquin Benoit, who, you know, we've only had on and off. And all of those guys, particularly Furbush and Benoit, were critical parts of what we were planning to do. So we can only get better if they come back to join. And this starting rotation, we thought it would be a strength when we were going through the offseason. Obviously, we had moments of, you know, flashes of what we could do. And this last trip through the rotation, I think, you know, we saw evidence of what we believed this group of five was capable of. And, you know, maybe as encouraging as anything has been the fact that, you know, we got Wade Miley on track, I believe, on Sunday in Anaheim. And, you know, Nate Karns really threw the ball well and has in pockets, but yesterday really put it together. And that's the first time maybe Seattle has had the opportunity to see how good Nate Karns can be. And equally as encouragingly, James Paxton's on track down in Tacoma. His last two starts have been very good. So we feel like not only is the major league staff pitching up to its capabilities, but James Paxton and the group in Tacoma are putting together the kind of depth that I think is required to be a good team for 162 games.
Just 20 games in, but you guys are in first place, Jerry. Have you been surprised or have people stopped you on the street and said, hey, way to go? Because Mariner fans aren't used to seeing their team in first place.
Like I said, the vibe is good. I can't say there have been too many people stopping me on the street, but there's been an occasional, you know, as I'm popping through Starbucks or walking through the hallways, and I had the opportunity yesterday to go out and visit with the Boys and Girls Club. There is a positive buzz around the city about the Mariners. That I think that's a good thing. And, you know, being in first place on April 27th, it's first place. I like being in first place. I'd like to be there every day of the season. So, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I don't know we're in first place or I'm trying to ignore it. I like being there. That's the goal. And, you know, it's, to me, coming into this season, we thought that we would move a little slower and that the second half would be easier for us than the first, largely because we were getting to know one another. But, again, I think it's a tribute to Scott, to the staff downstairs, and to the group of players in that room that, you know, now it's 26 players that have been on this roster all year, and they've come together in a really positive way. And, you know, lo and behold, in April we've had a chance to spend some time in first, and hopefully we're able to maintain that position.
Now, before we let you go, I got to tell you, I've been watching baseball for more than 50 years, and I saw something last night I'd never seen before, and I'm wondering if you'd ever seen it before yourself. With one out in the seventh inning, I believe it was, there was a ground ball to your shortstop. He flipped over to Cano, and he did not complete the double play. He forgot how many outs there were. Now, I've seen baseball players forget how many outs there were, but I've never seen that happen during the middle of a double play before. Have you?
Oh, yes, I have. And I've been actually on the wrong end of things like that in the past, and I can remember some great plays from blooper reels in the past, and even seeing things like Larry Walker handing the ball to the fan in the right field stands at Dodger Stadium. It happens. You know, it's certainly not part of the game plan, and it wasn't the way it was scripted. And, you know, just like you or me on a given day, a player's going to have a mental lapse, and I think that happened. you know, fortunately, he came up to the plate the next inning and threw a 2-iron over the right field fence and made you forget about it pretty quick. You know, and it's one of those things, I think, that over time, if it happens multiple times during the course of a season or even becomes a pattern of events, you get concerned with. But unfortunately, we're all human and make mistakes, and Robbie did last night. Made up for it pretty quick.
I like to think that he was just looking out for Carnes because he knew Carnes wanted to end his outing on a strikeout. So he gave him one more opportunity because then Carnes went and struck out the next batter.
Yeah, I think we were looking to go the easier route, but whatever gets you through the night.
He is Jerry DePoto. Jerry, we love talking with you. We appreciate you coming on with us today. Big day for the Mariners. We're excited to see the series wrap up against the Astros. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, guys.